You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. In Southern California. Good morning to you. Welcome to Monday edition of a live edition of All Marine Radio. Haven't done it in a while. Haven't done it in a week. Just watching video from Seattle. I don't understand what people think is going to happen in this country if laws aren't important anymore. And I'll tell you, this whole liberal idea that law and order is not important, right? That, that this is just going to be some kind of weekend festival as people take over parts of your city, will end where all ideas like that end, and that is in death. In destruction, and then people will get tired of it, and then there will be a backlash, and then the pendulum will go back to center. So, honestly, you watch this stuff that goes on around the country, and it's like, where do you think that's going to be? Where do you think it's going to take people? So you look at these, I find it kind of intellectually kind of interesting because you look at the way these people get, elected, right? And so they get elected in this environment of, stable economics, large social programs that the United States does. And, this is the way we're going to, change the world. And so, everybody's feelings are important. The police are not. And then now you have yourself in a situation as a nation where you have cancel culture. You're a racist because you were born white. And you have to be rehabilitated because of that. And you have this narrative around the country where anarchists and people that will turn, instead of the police responding, social workers are going to show up. And it's just amazing. And it will go where it goes. It will go where it goes. And then they too will learn the lessons of life. That there's a reason people, when they came to the new world, banded together. And that was first and primarily for their own protection. And when they got together, they put somebody in charge of their protection to keep other people away, predators away, and things like that. We think we can fairy dust that stuff away. It's amazing to watch it, honestly. It's amazing to watch it. And the ingredients of it are, the major social media companies, as hypocritical as they are, tell you about race, but they don't hire black people. Or most minorities, for that matter. Predominantly white. And mind you, they can hire anybody they want to. So I don't know. Where does it go? Where it goes, it goes. Now, I kind of say that, and in the backdrop of my head is my experience in the last week up in Montana. You know, that world doesn't impact that world. And so this fight really goes on in the major urban cities of our country, led by liberals, you know, and their liberal experiment that has largely failed. But the rest of the country, which is to me the divide in the country, is the view of the nation. Does the government solve my problems or do I solve my problems? Who's in charge of that? And in small town America, my experience living in North Dakota, my experience the last 8 days is it's a dramatically different view from small town America. And it doesn't matter where small town America occurs. It could occur in Arizona. It could occur in Illinois. It could occur in Montana, you know. But small town America is different, right? It's different, and it's better. There's no doubt in my mind it's better. So I got to find a way to get my ass to small town America, get my ass back to small town America, because simply a better way of life. It's a better way of life, and it what it costs you in terms of restaurants and conveniences is negligible compared to the contribution that it makes to your life. So anyway, and I don't care what big city you live in. You watch the craziness that goes on between the violence and, you know, this. I think this this liberal view of the world where, you know, defund the police. And this is, to me, the craziest part about it. Defund the police, right? Didn't put together a task force. Just took money from them. I mean, is that a responsible thing to do as a politician? We all know the answer to that. No. Does that matter? No. Right? Because politics is not about leading and being a leader, right? It's about making sure you stay on the crest of that popular wave and don't be swimming upstream anytime soon. Yeah. So anyway, so good morning to you. It's good to be home. It's good to sleep in my own bed. I don't know. I don't sleep so good normally. And when I'm, you know, bed surfing, it gets even worse. And, so nice to be home. It's always nice to fly because, in the last week, it was filled full of stuff. Started out in, I got a chance to meet James Moran when I flew into Billings, and then he and I drove down to a place called Nye, Montana, and at a thing called Two Rivers Lodge, and just absolutely out of a movie set, and hung out with Marines from 3-1, and then from there went to Fort Smith. Yeah, down on the Bighorn River and Fort Smith, a little bit south of the Custer Battlefield. So got a chance to see that. And for me, one of the things that was cool is that my time in Iraq overlapped with all the Marines that I met and Afghanistan as well. That was cool. That was cool. I knew of them. I knew where they were. I knew what they did. I normally had pretty decent knowledge of what they did, so that helped. But and then so those guys at Fort Smith were, you know, Bravo Company, First Recon Battalion, and at a place called the Kingfisher Lodge, and the people who run that, Brock and Jenny, incredible people. And Jenny might be one of the best cooks in the world, straight up, not lying. And then from there over to see Montana Man and Rudy and the FAT Man. They brought their kid up, you know, spent about 2.5 days there. And then up to Helena, where I spent a couple of days up there. And with Marines from 3rd Battalion, 4th Marines, who fought in Fallujah in 2004, in the spring and summer of 2004. So Fallujah 1, as it's known to Marines. And You know, all the groups differ by age. And so, I mean, that's interesting. But their stories are the same. Their stories are the same, and their story is this. Nobody has taught them how to deal with what they went through. And so it's hard for me to put into words what doing that for them, because they're my people. They're the most courageous and selfless people I've ever seen in my life. They don't do that when it's convenient. They don't do it when they get around to it. When they're told or when they're asked, they do it. And as I've said before, it's the most take your breath away emotional experience of my life, watching them disregard their own lives for civilians, for fellow Marines or whoever, doing it every day. So to be in their company is always awesome. To turn on a light to a trail, right? To hold a torch up to a trail and show them, see that shiny place up there? You can live up there, and you can take other people up there. And that the things that have impacted your life in such a probably negative way to this point can ultimately be turned into assets. And you can use those as a springboard, as a trampoline to go to some place. And then to listen to their reactions, to watch their reactions. Amazing. I mean, there was a run across a Marine, and we were talking afterwards. And the cool part of this, and I've said it if you listened last week, it was, you know, normally when I do this for large audiences, everybody leaves and, you know, their day goes on and whatnot. But here, I mean, we just hung out. And then throughout the course of the day, you know, guys would come up and talk about things that I said and the way it resonated with them. But we were sitting around talking later, and, you know, one Marine has a teenage kid. And he's in law enforcement, but he saved his kid twice from overdosing. And he said he was so appreciative for, you know, first being back together with that group. And that's what the Bar X Project has just, I mean, absolutely hit it out of the park with. And that is, it's not a veteran weekend. And I need to get Tim Lynch on because he's the one that turned me on to that post-traumatic wound and could play a huge part in this. And Timmy was right, absolutely right. And then he said, you know, and what I've learned, I mean, what I'm hoping is that I can, you know, I can get him to see, right? And then he said, I just don't want my son to die. So you're sitting there listening to this. I mean, and you have experience after experience after experience like that throughout the course of the week. And so then my travel days are my quiet days, right? So, I mean, I put my headphones on and I listen to music and I write, you know, I write notes about the things I've seen and sometimes they migrate themselves back into the presentation. You know, sometimes they're just my notes. And so I've come to really enjoy my travel days. Because of that, going up, you know, preparing, tweaking and whatnot. And then on the way back, you know, kind of allowing the experience that I've had, you know, but it's like speak, you know, hang out with, get to know, talk, blah, 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 present, right? And then go someplace else, do it again, go someplace else, go someplace else. So, I mean, you don't have time really to, you know, to let it, to stew in those juices, if you will. So my travel days are like that. But again, the other thing that was in my head was how insignificant the stupidity of our inner cities is to my life and most of the lives of the people in this country. That is a small, small group of people in every one of those cities that are doing stupid shit. And because there's nothing else to watch on TV, the country's focused on that. I mean, yesterday, you know what I did when I got to the airport? I watched the Yankees play the Mets. I was so excited. I was so excited. I took a picture of my tablet. It was playing on my tablet. I was sitting in the Denver airport, and I sent it to friends. And I said, I'm like the happiest kid right now because I don't have to watch that bullshit, right? So you have idiots that got a forum, and they're screaming and yelling, right? And we don't have anywhere else to go. So I was so happy. But look, I don't discount that, you know, what happened to Mr. Floyd was horrible. And that police departments need to be held to a high standard. I don't think any American does. But this notion that we're a racist country is bullshit. Just is. Now, are there idiots out there that do racist things? Yes, there are. Okay? But do a little traveling, my friends. And you're going to come to the conclusion that you live in one of the most progressive countries on the planet, with all its warts. That's where you live. And so to me, the experience of last week, coupled with watching the news, I'm thinking, this is such a waste of fucking time, right? We need to put together a task force to look at the way we police. I mean, Jack Hoban, the whole concept of the guardian, right? The ethical guardian and not the ethical warrior. But there's so much good to do out there in terms of there's so many people that you can help. There's so much good to be done out there that, I mean, flying home yesterday was like, this is such a waste of time. This is such a waste of time. This is a horrible event by a police officer that probably shouldn't have been on that police force. And when you have guys like that on your force, these things are ticking time bomb. That event used by people to support a narrative that isn't true. And then that thing is taken and whipped up by social media companies who are more than willing to talk about it. They're kind of like the NBA, right? We'll talk about human rights. Oh, but support the people of Hong Kong? Sorry, that gets into our wallet. Same thing with social media companies. Oh, we're all about it, except in our hiring practices. It's a joke. It's a clown show. But whipped up, media companies like CNN and Fox whip it up. All for what? All for money. All for money. Okay? All for money. And so, so to me, one of the things it's like, why would I devote a minute of my time when there are so many other worthy things I could do with my time on this planet to that stupidity that is essentially the fight for urban territory in our country? Good question, right? Why would you when there's so many better things you could do? Shut the TV. You know, another cool thing was I didn't watch the news. You know, I'd have a monitor on like I'd normally do here when I was doing the news, but the connectivity was not as good wherever I was up there. So that was always a struggle. And, you know, not seeing the news blow by blow, day by blow, day by day, how did that impact my life? Not in a bad way. I'm going to tell you that right now. So I would tell you this. Sit down. Have a conversation with yourself about the things that make you happy. Have a conversation with yourself. And I talk about this in post-traumatic winning. What do I value? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. List them. What's the number one value in my life? What's the number two thing I value in my life? What's the number three thing I value in my life? Go to your top five. Right? Maybe if you have seven things that are important, list all seven. Okay? This is what's important to me. And then this is what I want to be financially. This is what I want to be professionally. And look at your life. And then ask yourself this. How does this all contribute to me being happy. 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 Yeah. The whole Pharrell thing. Happy. How does it contribute to you being happy? And if it doesn't, you got to take a look at yourself. I'm not going to name any names, but I had a conversation with somebody over the weekend. And somebody yoked him up. And it was about happiness. And I had a conversation in Helena with Marines. Because it's been in my head. If it doesn't make you happy, like, what's the point? What's the point? And why pursue it? Why pursue it for years? So, this past week for me has been, I have a saying, good on top of good on top of good on top of good on top of good. Post-traumatic winning is beyond that now. Great on top of 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 great. And it's just amazing to be in the company of people that are looking, groping in the darkness. People told them stuff. They're trying to make it work. But essentially, they essentially default back to, you know, the way we've dealt with this for, dare I say, generations. And that is groping in the dark, trying to find what works, faking it for the most part, and, you know, and self-medicating with alcohol and drugs. And all of a sudden, boom, a light goes on. A torch gets lit and a path, the entrance to the trailhead appears. And you see Admiral Stockdale. You see Robinson Risner there, Brigadier General type. And they're saying, come follow us. And you begin to walk it. And it's just an amazing, life-changing experience. That is worthy of your life. That promotes happiness. And you can do that side by side with whatever you do professionally. And so I just want to thank the BarX guys again for James Moran for listening to All Marine Radio and then having a little light go on at some point and say, this might be the perfect thing. And I said this last week, but when he told me, I said, oh no, I'll tell you what's going to happen. And so last week was full of it. But again, one of the things I constantly say is the reality is better than the dream. That doesn't happen very much in life. That doesn't happen very much in life. So, so just a huge thanks to them and everybody who hosted the events. At Two Rivers at Kingfisher Lodge, you know, and then Neil Clark up in Helena at his home, God bless these people that are so excited to help. And it was really cool. It was really cool the impact that it had on them. And most of them sat through post-traumatic winning, and they came up and talked about, wow, I didn't think it would apply to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, it applies to everybody. So anyway, so just an incredible experience last week. And again, Montana might be, you know, I don't want to. It's certainly one of the most beautiful states in the nation. And so rolling around it, driving around it, the setting is, I think, important because it promotes a feeling of a relaxed feeling, a feeling of peace. And then, you know, these guys, they got out on the river and they fished throughout the course of the day, came back and ate great food and hung out. And so I think all of that points itself to a great environment. And the guys at BarX have cracked the code, in my opinion, in terms of veteran weekends. And that is you gather with guys you fought with. And you know what? I dare say you gather with people you serve with, but people that you have a relationship with and in a beautiful place, getting outside, having fun. And then hopefully you get concepts that get presented to you that are life-changing. And I know that's going to happen. So anyway, Alex Holling is going to join us today. Grant Newsom is going to join us tomorrow. So we'll catch up with some people that always a part of All Marine Radio. And good morning to you. Today is my daughter Catherine's 27th birthday. That's right. Now, I have this thing I've done, right, since they're kids, and they don't think it's as funny anymore. Catherine, 27 years old, halfway to 54, right? Dad, stop. That's not funny. My oldest, Johnny Boy, last birthday, 33. Johnny Boy, 33, halfway to 66. Dad, we can just end that nonsense right now. But I said, yeah, we're getting closer in age. No, we're not. Oh, yeah, we are. I think we are. You guys are becoming middle-aged people. Oh, ouch. But so to my number one daughter, Catherine Maureen, born in 29 Palms. That's right. Catherine, desert baby. Yeah, her birthday's today. So happy birthday to Catherine. And so I saw her last night late and for a few minutes. And so we will celebrate at some point this week, I think Sunday. She'll get the red plate that says you are special on it. And it'll be me, her mother, her younger sister, and we will celebrate the anniversary of her birth, which is today. So that's big stuff. The anyway, so happy birthday to Catherine. The United States Marine Corps Band makes this Monday show back at Studio One official. Good morning to you. This is dedicated to my daughter Catherine on her birthday. Happy, beautiful Scooter. Happy birthday, Scooter.
Betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
You know, in Jack Riley's words, I clipped those and played them on Saturday. And, you know, when he says the Marine Corps made me a better man, and then he said, he says, we care about everybody. And I said, look, when I, in the presentation, I put that up after, you know, I put this, I say it, Kanye West says it, right? The truth lands with a thud and needs no salesman. But the story behind that is me listening to Jack Riley here talk about the Battle of Gettysburg's Corner, what it was like to come home, the reunions he put on, you know, mailing away for floppy disks of the phone books of the United States so he could search them and find his Marines, organizing the first reunions, all that stuff. And because I tell them, I said, look, this comes out of us. This is primarily, you know, the traumatic wisdom of the enlisted Marine Corps. And if you understand that, you know it's no bullshit, because those guys don't bullshit. Well, they bullshit, but not about this. They're pretty in your face about it. And this is just the truth in their plain spoken, funny as hell kind of way. But so for the first time, I said, and then I put up that quote, you know, Kanye West. So the truth, right, and that comes from our culture. That's what this is all based on. I said, and then I tell him that Kanye West didn't say that I did. And this is how that thought popped into my head listening to this guy. And then I play that. And I look at him and I said, so that's what today's about. I've been fortunate for the last 4 years to interview guys like that. And this is what they've taught me. And it works. If you'll do it, it works. And then you hear him say, well, goodness, Mike. It's awesome, though. I tell him, I mean, that guy's one of my heroes. Jack Riley. I got to get my ass to Alabama. That reminds me. I get to see him. Alabama disproportionately represented in post-traumatic winning. Luke Weichel, Libby Weichel, both from Alabama, too. So, anyhow, we'll check the weather right now. Currently in Quantico, wow, it's hot. Partly sunny and 90 down the coast at Camp Lejeune. Partly sunny, 90, 29 Palms, sunny and 89. Camp Pendleton, clouds at 66. Camp Smith in Hawaii, sun coming up, cloudy and 74. Okinawa, dark cloudy, 83 in Afghanistan, where I don't know that we are anymore, so I gotta update my database. Evening falling, clear and 98 degrees. And then late in the afternoon in the Al-Anbar province of Iraq, it is sunny and 112. Yeah, as evening approaches. So at another, 8, 10 degrees, so 120, 122 in Iraq today. Again, one of the crazy things that, you know, was how few Marines we actually medevaced while we were there for heat. Now, I'm not saying that they didn't get heat exhaustion, but the way people adapted and then in terms of water consumption and whatnot, wearing all that equipment in that heat, still amazing. Still amazing. And most of the time when you're evacuating for heat, you know what it was? It was they were taking some protein powder. They were drinking Rippets were popular at the time. And they had totally fucked their body up with that shit. It wasn't just the heat. So, anyway. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the news. And I had some people send me emails based on a conversation I had with Montana Man where I said, look, as post-traumatic winning puts more pressure on me, I mean, All Marine Radio is going to have to evolve. And Montana Man rejected that course. He rejected it. He said, no, you are not going to impact. And then he explained to me the role that I play in his life. You keep me from having to watch the boob tube and be, right, and being caught up in that. So I listen to you. I get my data dumped for the day. I feel like I know, you know, what's going on. He said you're moderately entertaining, sometimes funny, which what he really meant to say is, Mac, you're really entertaining and you're really funny. But he knows he can't say that because, you know, that would be kind of a little bit awkward, right? And but I knew what he meant. I knew what he meant. And that was their conclusion. And then I got another email. Hey, I'm with Montana Man, and I'll read that with you. I'll read that for you. Hey, how about a little selflessness out there? Huh? Does it always have to be about you, son of a bitches? And I know the answer to that. Mac, it does. What's your point? What exactly is the point of all of this? Exactly. All right, so don't go anywhere. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I'll share that with you. We'll do a little bit of do a few news headlines. Alex Holling will come on. We'll talk about whatever Alex is going on. Got to catch up with him. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255. and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Yeah, when you get a chance, go check out the BarXProject.org website. And it's all one word, BarXProject.org. Put that on your list of things to kind of keep track of. And they'll start putting some of the videos that they produced throughout the course of last week up. And yeah, you should probably see them. You should probably see that. So put that on your list of things to do that will brighten your day. Let me read you an email. So what you're telling me is that I shouldn't obsess over what I see on my TV and get my dead ass out into my community and make a difference? Is that what you're pussyfooting around this morning, Mac? I would just say that what's coming to your TV is not worth your time. Right? It's not worth your time. It is being done for money. Okay? It is being done for money. So go out there and make a difference. And again, I'm giving that advice for selfish reasons. I mean, you want to improve your life? Go make a difference in somebody else's life and watch what happens to your life. They drag your dead ass. They drag your dead ass along with them. So yeah, that's what I would tell you. I'll read you some of the emails. First of all, Ray sent me an email. He tried my daughter-in-law Susie's chicken parmesan recipe. And he said it was awesome. Ohio man, he bumped in a couple times. I really appreciate you making the effort to give us a show when you're traveling, busy as I'm sure your schedule is. Well, I will miss the Lynch and Kenny hour. Really looking forward to Montana Man and the Rudy session, and which was really good, if you haven't heard that. So here's another one. Montana, great place to be, Mac. Hoping to go through there in September, October on my way to fish on the Snake River in Hell's Canyon. I believe that's Idaho. Still working on a Marine via his uncle. If he doesn't get back to me, I will contact him directly. And this is a guy up in Minnesota who's making a difference in somebody's life. Yeah. And then there was a couple. I told a story last week. I think it was either the day after that Rudy and F-18 man and Montana man were on. But it's a funny story. And it had to do with somebody that was screwing with Napa man. Yeah. And so because of my unique position in the regiment and my friendship with the regimental commanding officer, I sicked him on this dude. The story is a funny story. I'm not going to retell it. But I didn't tell anybody I was doing it, right? I just went to him and said, hey, you're going to this place. Could you go find this dude? And, you know, I asked him to, like, just kind of nudge him off home plate, right? Throw up an in on him a little bit. That's not what actually happened. He hit him between the eyes. But I forgot about it. I tell a story about us happening to be standing around in a group with, I think F-18 man was there. Montana man wasn't. But Napa man was, and Colonel at the time, Colonel Furness was. I tell the story of asking him, hey, whatever happened with that? Now, Napa man doesn't even know about it, but this guy was wrecking Napa man's life. And then Colonel Furness says that he annihilated the guy, and then he looks at Napa man and says, has he bothered you? And Napa man says, I haven't talked to him in 3 weeks. I wondered what happened. And he looks at me, and he's like, you're unbelievable. And I look at Furness and say, can't you do anything right? That is not technically throwing up an end on the guy when you drill him between the eyes. It's a great story, though, right? And so there's a couple. Great story, Mac. I love the comradeship. Comradeship. Is that a word? It is now. Here's another one. I'm with Rob. Maybe it's that I now live 40 minutes from Bloomington, Indiana. I prioritize All Marine Radio over Rush Limbaugh, breaking a 24-year habit. If I don't get my daily dose of All Marine Radio to escape the insanity of this world, the future looks bleak. I can't even go back to Limbaugh as I fired him after the Mattis Kelly resignations. The story about Matt Napa man was hilarious. See, that's now I'm everybody else's, like, hey, you don't have a right, right? You don't have a right. And then here's from the first sergeant in North Carolina. So that was a boring week with no podcast. So what would happen is I wouldn't have time to produce the, you know, the audio. Get the pictures, tag it, all the things you got to do to put to your website. I just didn't have the hours. So I didn't do it. So I put it on live and I looped it. And if, you know, you were looking for it, that's where you found it. Some people have found it. Some people don't listen like that. So they have to wait. So that's what he's talking about. It's a boring week with no podcast. Friday's talk with Patrick Golligly brought back memories. I could picture all the Fallujah spots he talked about because I was in Fallujah the year following with 2-6. Bravo, Zulu. Which means well done. I'm not sure where it comes from. And then the first sergeant says this. I guess I should have listened all before I emailed the first time. Daniel Jones talked about Sangin. I was in Helmand the year after him when I left my brother. When I left, my brother came in and was with 1-7 and sang in Small World. Yeah, you know, it's weird. You know, you go and you meet these guys and you start talking. We were in country at the same time. You know, all of a sudden you look at somebody someday and says, I medevaced you. And they just look at you and say, what? Yep. And so, I mean, it's just the things that happen to you doing this are really cool. So heading back up to Montana in, let me get my calendar, in September. So, going to the Bar X Rat, the Bar X Ranch in Great Cliff, Montana, which is right next to Montana Man. So I'll get to see him again. And I'll probably get there September 11th. So, well, that anniversary that changed everybody's lives, that will be there. So, yeah, that's going to be cool. So, Montana Man, be right there. Right outside Big Timber, Montana. So, yep. So, here's one more email. Hey, Mr. Globetrotter. First of all, just wanted to thank you for dragging us with you. I'm sure other people have said this to you before, but you and your one-man show get kind of busy sometimes, but you seem to find a way to drag us along and share the experience with us. And as somebody who feeds off that stuff, who's inspired by that stuff, I just wanted to say thank you. It's hard to sit here and listen and not look inward at which each of us, at which each of us could do better. That's moderately awkward, so. But anyway, you get the gist of it. I spent the afternoon on a tractor thinking about that. What could I do here in my community to make it better? I then heard you say, as you were speaking to those guys, that this is not a military thing. It doesn't have to be with veterans. So anyone in my community is a target for me. I'm working on it. I don't have an answer yet, but I just want to know you dragging us with you inspired me to be a better version of myself, and I thoroughly intend to do that. You know, I go back to that relative to, there's just the shit that's on TV. There's so many better uses of your time and your effort, things that are deep, things that are fulfilling, and then to, you know, fill your day up, you know, watching that bullshit. Is, I don't know a better way to say it, you know. What's going to happen in this country is that, you know, defund the police and all the rest of that shit will have its day. And then the crime rate's going to go up. It'll be a big fucking surprise, right? And then the pendulum goes back to center. We will have law and order candidates. They will be elected, right? And shit will get right. The problem is that little liberal migration led largely by people who aren't going to feel the impact of that. That's the problem. Their theoretical experience in all this shit. And again, what should have been done is task force formed. How do we police better? What do we have to do? And again, the police have to be at the table. The police union have to be at the table. The activists have to be at the table. Politicians have to be at the table. Right? And then the social workers and the mental health people, they have to be at that thing. Because I believe, you know, I said this to General Neller, how do you ask somebody to do that for 20 years? And then you're shocked when they're completely callous to life. They don't see themselves as guardians anymore. They see themselves as kind of these toxic warriors that go out and make things right. When you have, and that's why, I mean, to me, how long can you do that job? Somebody tell me, how long can you go into a major urban center and fight and on a daily basis and not lose your mind? How many years? And then cap it at that. You could do 8 years as a patrolman. And at that point, it's either up or out. If you get out, we've got a GI Bill for you. 4 years of college, a living stipend, right? Kind of the same benefits as the military. But we're not going to let you stay in those positions for that long a period of time because bad things tend to happen. Oh, well, you're depriving them of really experienced officers. Yep, we are. We'll find a way to get through that. No, you can be really experienced, but you're going to be a supervisor. You're not going to be a first responder. You're going to lead those people. And I think that's important. So let me just go through a few headlines with you. But again, the point of the point of the point of the point of the point is this. Don't be consumed about what you see on TV. Go find ways to be more involved in your community, to help people that really do need help. And in doing that, you'll change your life. I mean, look, I think it's funny. I think it's funny that the wisdom of Marines drives post-traumatic winning, because they're funny dudes. They're pretty blunt. I had a number of them come up to me and say, I was a little bit surprised about the whole presentation, but I loved it. And I always ask, you know, like, well, what do you mean? And like, your use of the F word is awesome. I said, well, it's conversational profanity, right? It's the way we talk. I'm speaking our language. Now, I don't speak like that. I don't speak like that, you know, all the time in front of all audience, but in front of you. He said, yeah, no, it felt good. It felt like you weren't faking it. You weren't putting anything on. I said, well, let me tell you, I don't. And then he said something like, well, from the start, just the way you spoke to us, you know, was different. And he said, because we've all sat through this and we heard really good things about it, but we were talking like, well, how is it going to be different? And he said, and it's the way you communicate with us is really different. He said, but I've never seen anything like this. And these are guys that have been through programs too, which come on, I can't help it. You can't help but love. I love post-traumatic winning. It's my friend. Few headlines. Top headline in Stars and Stripes is U.S. and Ukraine launch Black Sea drills while Moscow puts its fleet on alert. This is what we're into. Three new coronavirus cases in U.S. military in Japan. Right? Three. That's the number two story in Stars and Stripes. A Navy vet asked federal officers in Portland to remember their oaths. Then they broke his hand. So you want to stand there and be civilly disobedient with hundreds of other people after you've been told to go away and whatnot. But again, the power of video, right? Video captures that moment. And that's what they're looking to go out and do. So again, what will happen is where you have weak leadership in cities, these protesters will win. And then people will die. Crime will become prevalent until people get sick of that. And then we'll be done with that. But just like learning to save money, right? Everybody just got another lesson in that over the course of the last few months. Why our grandparents were maniacal about it. Well, people are going to get a lesson here about what it is to live in an organized society. An organized society. Know this, right? There's a headline this morning. There's a headline this morning. And it says that there's promising news about a vaccine out of Oxford University, right, in the UK. Now, in a rules-based order, you know, the Brits developed that, right? And they share it with the world and they profit from it. But what was the other big news story over the weekend, right? The Russians and the Chinese are using cyber warfare techniques on every lab that's been identified as making progress in this. So a rules-based world doesn't matter anymore. And, you know, that's where all this seems to be headed. Anyway, another story, and then we'll cut to top five stories in Early Bird. German leaders appealed to the U.S. Congress to block troop cuts. How funny is that, right? How funny is that? I just think it's absolutely astounding what Germany does. I just think and I think Congress should look at them and say, World War II has been over for a long time. You need to get your shit together. Top five stories in Early Bird today are number one, Confederate flag effectively banned from military installation. So the Marine Corps had done it. The Navy has done it. So now the entire DOD following suit. Number two, Trump administration weighs troop cuts in South Korea. That's in the Wall Street Journal. Options for reducing U.S. military presence in South Korea coming amid tense talks over cost sharing following a partial American withdrawal from Germany. Yeah, if you don't want to pay your fair share, if you want to do all your tricky math and convince the American taxpayer that your defense is more important to us than it is to you, then we should probably decrease our presence there. Other nations around the world have got a sweet deal from the United States for decades, almost half a century, as the United States defended the rules-based order. I mean, look at the UK. They stood down their military. Germany doesn't have one. Why? Well, United States, man. United States taxpayer more concerned about guaranteeing my freedom than I am. Number three, promotion packet photos are out. Name and sex could be next. Let me tell you why sex won't ever be, right? And the same thing with race. Because, and Will Cosentini said this, you could fix this, any bias. Strip all that stuff out. Here's the person's record. But then what are they going to do if you don't get the results that you want? Right? What happens if the gender thing doesn't work once you take gender off? What happens if it doesn't work, if the numbers go in the wrong way? So you won't see that leap. I still don't understand the Bonhomme-Richard thing. Here's what the damage inside the Bonhomme-Richard looks like. That's in Navy Times. How the hell can an American warship catch fire and burn for 4 days? Yeah. Unbelievable. And I don't know that much. I don't know anything about it because I was gone. But you're looking at it. It looks like it got attacked by, something. And I'll tell you, worth repairing? Probably not. I would think. That kind of damage costs you more to repair it than it would to build a new one. Number five, more than 20,000 troops have contracted COVID-19 as numbers continue to rise. The death toll continues to sit at one. Okay? So new case is not the measuring stick. I'd track 7-day averages relative to deaths. I'd track 7-day averages relative to cases. Those are better statistics. And I'll find those here. So that is a look at your news on day one back in the studio. So we'll take a quick break. Alex Hollings will join us next. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. Right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.